Hi, everyone. It's Mia, your forever girl. I thought I would just go ahead and start getting into it, but then I was like, I need to do an intro, right? So welcome to this quarter's Q&A. I think I am going to do them quarterly. And if I don't get a lot of questions, I'll just do like a story time or something. Thank you always, everyone, for putting in your input. I really, really appreciate it. I always feel like I'm still trying to navigate everything, and it's crazy though. It's been a year, like a year of this. And I just want to say thank you. I'm like so close to already 11,000 on YouTube, and I'm sitting really steady here on Patreon, and I'm just so, so thankful for every single one of you. Let's go ahead and get into it then, before I get all sappy and cheesy. Let me know what your guys' opinion is, but I was thinking of adding like background music to these things. I always feel it's kind of weird just me sitting here and scrolling through my phone and finding questions, and I'm just like, do-do-do-do-do. But yeah, so let me know. Although I think those are also kind of like the background music is kind of like distracting a little bit, but I don't know. Let me know what you guys think. Okay, so this first question actually was sent to me in my private messages here on Patreon, and I think it's super great, and it's one that needed an answer. So here we go. When it comes to the responses and comments you get, where is the line drawn between respectful and playful / sexy and creepy / disturbing? The audios you do are very hot. Thank you. As are the pictures you post of yourself. Extra thank you. And of course, it's natural that we would want to compliment you. Guys can be really bold with what they say, especially online, and it amazes me sometimes what guys think is okay to say, no matter the location. Personally, I never want to cross that line beyond playful respectfulness, but of course everyone also has their own line. All that to say, I was curious about what your thoughts were and where you draw the line. I love this question so much because, had to clear my throat. But I love this question so much because I do think that doing what I do, putting myself out there also now with some pictures, I feel that it can always kind of get a little easy for some people to think of me as just an object at this point. Not everyone. It's very rare actually that I get those messages, but they do happen. So I think in the grand scheme of things, I don't mind the compliments at all. In fact, when they're publicly posted here on Patreon for others to see, you guys can get as raunchy as you guys want. Seriously, I really don't mind because it's a public space. Now, if you start using possibly degrading terms, then I might just shoot a message and say, hey, you know, you might want to just like cut down on that a little bit, but honestly, like, I know that what I'm doing is opening myself up to that. And I don't mind it. It's a compliment. I love that I make, people feel good. I also love that I can turn people on. So that's just kind of with the work, right? So I also try to be like a little playful back, I guess, winky faces and stuff. But if it ever like kind of makes me feel a little uncomfortable, I kind of just keep it as professional as possible. And I just kind of throw out there that thank you for enjoying my work. I don't get that as much here on Patreon than as sometimes on Reddit though. Reddit, I feel like people are a little more bolder. Patreon, it's like, if I get uncomfortable, I refund the money and I block the person. It's really that simple. But Reddit, it's more of a public forum, and it can, You'd be surprised. I do have my line, and my line is usually where it kind of comes down to, okay, for instance, there's a difference between, like, you're so hot and I'd love for you to ride my face versus, you fucking sluts, I bet you want to sit on my face, don't you, whore, or something, you know, like that. Those read very differently to me, at least when I'm reading them. And I'm sure, like, maybe it's not the intention, but because it's hard to see or hear tone when you're reading, like, something via text, I just think that there's a different connotation with those sentences and questions. but basically, essentially, I'm really open. I'm very hard to actually offend. So you guys can say really whatever you want. I'm putting myself out there, right? I'm inviting it. It's fine. And if I feel uncomfortable, I am very comfortable in saying something. So if you're not getting that from me, then I think you're safe, and you should think you're safe too. All right. So the next questions come from Hannibal. Hi, Hannibal. The question is, what are some of the best or coolest places you've ever been? I've been to Rome, and I love Rome. I got lost in Rome, and I loved every single minute of it. I was walking around well past midnight, and it still felt like it was like 4 p.m. in the afternoon. It was just so full of life and people that were laughing and so kind, and they helped me get back to my hotel. I would go back in an absolute heartbeat. I loved it there. It's the history, the culture. It's so beautiful. And studying Latin in college, having that opportunity to walk the streets of Rome, it was just really great. I really loved it. The next question that Hannibal asks is, what is a song or songs you haven't been able to stop listening to or get out of your head recently? Okay. So I am listening a lot to Bring Me the Horizon, and specifically like Throne and Obey by them. And then on the other side of the spectrum, I have been listening to like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I don't need judgment, but I have been really into I Want You Back by NSYNC. Yeah. Anyway, thank you for your questions. Nathan asked, hi Nathan, have any funny first date stories or any date really? Funny first dates. Well, not really funny. More cringeworthy, I guess. I know I shared this in my Discord already, but it's been years, and this date story has literally stuck with me, so it was with a guy, and he was taking me out to a dinner and a movie. And I was really excited for the movie and extra excited for dinner because I love food. And you guys know that. So at the dinner, our very first conversation, like just trying to get to know each other, he had asked me what I enjoyed doing for fun and what I like to do in my free time. Sorry. So this is already a really difficult question for me to answer because I really think I'm super boring, especially at that time. I was just studying. But I answered as best as I could. And I gave my typical boring responses of reading and writing and spending time with my friends, dancing in my room in my underwear. And then I asked him the very same question. And he answered with, I like to hang with my friends, I like snowboarding, and I like to fuck. Needless to say, we did not have a second date. But yeah, so that was that. Thank you for your question, Nathan. Okay, so next couple of questions come from Damocles. Hello, Damocles. So I'll start with, any favorite hobbies? Yes. This, I love writing and recording the audios that I produce. All right, the next question, favorite music genre. Okay, this is going to be a boring answer, but I love all music. Oh, at least I think I do. I haven't come across a song I can't really stand. Although, okay, that's a lie. I really dislike that song. I don't even know who it's by, but it's like, "So you had a bad day." I hate that song so much. But in regards to genre, I love alternative rock. I have such a soft spot for it, just because it's what I listened to when I was going through my hardcore emo stage in high school. All right, so the next question is actually a little deep. Was there ever a time in your life that your morality was tested on the spot? Yeah, definitely. I feel like in the medical fields specifically, like, okay, so there's this law called HIPAA here, and it's where basically you're not allowed to discuss patients and the care that they're receiving or anything like that, and you can't give any identifiers. And so it's like this huge confidentiality, right? So I once saw it be totally like thrown out the window to people that I actually looked up to quite a bit. We're just freely talking in an open space about somebody, and even dropped a name, and that was not cool to me. And like, if you guys know me, I'm pretty cool and understanding, but what occurred in that situation was not something that was cool or understandable. So I did what I thought was best, and I spoke up pretty immediately. And I don't regret it, because I am such a proponent for patient care, patient safety, and I think somebody's business is somebody's business, and it's not something to be gossiping about. That was really hard to do, though, because, again, I really liked these people. And, again, they were people that I was really looking up to at the time. But I felt that it was right and it was my duty. And so that's when I felt like my morality was tested. Pretty hard, actually, because, again, I really, really, really liked these two individuals. But I had my morals and my standards that I needed to uphold. And so that's what I did. Thank you for your questions. All right, Sidedude 3 asks, what kind of Spanish are you? I'm Chicana. good question. Coco Natty, I hope I pronounced that right. Hi, Coco Natty, asked, what is your go-to song to just belt out when you ever feel anxious or just need a good dance break? So you'd probably think like it was like, I don't know, something like poppy or even like alternative rock sort of thing. But it is Be a Man from the movie Mulan. I love that movie, number one. Number two, I love that song. And anytime I'm really, really just in the dumps, I throw that on. Also, I have been slowly becoming more and more obsessed, though, with that Encanto song, We Don't Talk About Bruno. So I feel like those two things are like up there at this point. But yeah, so thank you. Kevin11, hello, Kevin. Is there a hobby that piqued your interest but haven't had a chance to pursue? Yes, definitely. I really regret not trying to pick up violin. I would love to learn how to play the violin. I don't think I would have any talent or be good at it at all, but I just wish that I had tried when I was younger and stuck with it. That would have been pretty great. Kevin11 also asked, who or what inspired / influenced your decision to pursue a career in the medical field? Great question. It's also a very personal question. And while I try to be open with everyone here, I do like to maintain like a line of me, Mia, in real life, and Mia, the forever girl. So I will give, though, a pretty basic answer, a generalized answer. But what I can say is that, like many of us, I've lost someone to an illness that took them much sooner than they should have gone. And that person really shaped me into the person I am today. They meant a lot to me. And I just felt it was very important to do better and to do more in their memory. I thought, what better way to honor their name than to pursue medicine? So that was my inspiration. They were my inspiration. Which is kind of, I guess, sad. I mean, death is sad, but I don't know. It took a long time, though, for me to figure it out. I'm not the typical track, I guess you could say, in going into medicine, but yeah, it took a while for me to figure that out and figure out what basically stuck with me my entire life from childhood to now, and that loss stuck with me. So that was my inspiration. Thank you for that question, Kevin. I really appreciated that. Andre asked, your favorite joke. Oh my God. Okay. So, also I find that so weird that like I went from something really, really sad to now a joke question, but I mean, that's life, right? Okay. You guys are going to laugh at me. but okay. I'm going to ask the question, and I would love if I'll leave a pause. I'll leave like a good 20-second pause so that people can maybe respond, because I would really like to hear like the guesses. But what's Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password? Okay, now I'm going to wait for you guys to, please, I would appreciate it if you guys like just maybe tried guessing or something. And if you know it, like if you know it, oh, maybe don't answer. Just maybe say like, I know this. Yeah, because I really want to see these guesses. Okay. All right. Okay. So what's Forrest Gump's Wi-Fi password? One Forrest One. Do you guys get it? Oh, please tell me people get it. It like brings me so much joy. I love like dad jokes, and I feel like this is the perfect dad joke. Yeah. So, okay. That was all I had. Except, I don't think this was actually in my post, but, or maybe it was. I don't know why it's not on here. Like, I feel like I had read it, but, a couple people, I know specifically Zombie asked here. Hold on. I feel like if I just look it up really quickly, I'd be able to see. Oh my God. I pulled up my Patreon to look at all of my posts so that I can get to the Q&A question, because I feel that's, maybe it was in if people really know. Okay. Anyway, but I opened it and I'm like staring at my own ass. So that's really funny. okay. Let's see. Oh my God. I don't know how I missed these questions. Okay. So, sorry. I knew I had more. I don't know how I missed them. Okay. Richard asks, hello, Richard. Which audio was your favorite to film? That's a good question. I think right now, Hate Fuck Part 2 is my favorite at the moment. I really enjoyed that. not only was it like really fun to do, but I really liked the aftercare afterwards. I feel like sometimes I miss that in the audios, but you guys have to also like, remember that I am literally so exhausted afterwards. And like, I'm having to give myself aftercare by myself once I finish. So I really am trying to incorporate the aftercare a little more. And this was my really big attempt to do that. But I think aftercare is really important. And I feel like I really hit it with the hate fuck part two. So great question. Thank you, Richard. Zombie. Hello, zombie. I have a story idea the day you brought Salem home. Okay, so the day I brought Salem, I had first actually, also I love this because I love Salem so much. He's my little baby. anyway, so I first went to go meet Salem at the adoption center at the rescue. I first met Salem. I went like a week before to go meet him at the rescue center, and which is run by the sweetest people. I love them so much. I would give a shout out, but that would like totally tell you guys where I am. And so, so they are the sweetest though. And I donate to them like regularly. So, I went to go meet him, and he was such a cutie. I got to meet all of his little siblings, but he was the only one that was being a little troublemaker, and I instantly fell in love. He was like crawling on the screen in the room, and I just loved him, and like it was love at first sight. And he's this little, I mean, you guys, some of you know, but he's this little black kitty, and he's just the greatest. He's so quiet, and whenever he does meow, it's the softest little meows, and he has like the best little candy cane tail, and sometimes he'll like have his tongue just sticking out because he's like a little derp sometimes. I went back. I really love him. But I went back a week after I bought all this stuff for him, his litter box, his bowls, food. I took this the recommendations from the rescue center and bought all the proper food that he was eating then, and slowly, you know, I had a stock of food to slowly transition him and stuff. And yeah, I had his little collar with his little bell and his little name tag, and which he doesn't wear now because he takes it off. It doesn't matter how many times I put it on him. I even have one that's cute with a little bow, and he takes it off. So I went, and it was a long drive. This is a far rescue site from me, and it was like an hour and a half away. So I drove there and in hardcore traffic, and I was really nervous because I didn't know how he was gonna do with the drive back to like his new home. But I had this cute little carrier for him, and I brought a little blanket and a little toy. So picked him up. So nervous. I feel like we were both a little nervous and a little scared. Put him in the car, but he ended up falling asleep. I stuck my hand in the bag because I was like, I don't want him running around in the car. I don't want him to get hurt, or God forbid something happens. So I just like stuck my hand in like a little pocket in the carrier, and just like kept petting him, and he just like curled up and fell asleep with his little toy like under his paw. It was so cute. It was so hard to concentrate on the road because I was, yeah. Anyway, that was when I picked him up and then brought him home. And he was so nervous. He just kind of like stayed in his carrier. But I let him be. I just went about doing my business. I didn't want to pressure him at all. But after about 20 minutes, I would say he was just exploring. I think he really had to go potty. He needed to find the litter box. So I showed him where it was, and that was it. It was his home. He made it his home. And that night, I put him on the bed. He jumped down. He went under the bed. And then I was like, no, come back. So I scooped him back up and I said, okay, if you stay here, then like, I would love for you to stay here. But if you go back down, I'll leave you alone and I'll let you have your own peace and quiet. But he ended up staying and we slept through the entire night like that. Him just right next to me. It was very sweet. And I miss him as a little kitten, but he's the best. Okay. Thank you for that question. And I'm sorry that I spoke so much about Salem right now. Okay. Thomas asks, hi, Thomas. Have you thought about a video for your asexual listeners? I love this idea. And I think, in fact, I am going to do this like this month because yes, I love that so much. Chubby Roo also seems to agree. Yeah, I think that, no, and it's not, you also asked, is this entirely counterproductive? This is counterproductive, isn't it? No, it's not. I also received another question from Nathan, like if there's ever an opportunity for more wholesome videos. And yeah, there is. If that's what everybody wants, I mean, you guys get about 4 to 5 audios a month, and I can make one of those a more wholesome, like, sweet girlfriend experience, or tackling more like real life issues in regards to like sexuality and stuff. Well, I guess not issues. These aren't issues, just these are who people are, right? So yeah, I would love to do that. Thomas, thank you so much for that reminder. My goal is to be more inclusive, and that would be a great inclusive post. So thank you. JB asked, hi JB, story of your first sexual experience, maybe. Okay. I feel like this was a question before, like a long time ago. So yeah. But my first sexual experience, it was, I'm not going to go like my first time having sex, because I think that's special to me because it was with a special person. I feel like there should be like a background, like, oh, how cute. but it was, and like, I feel like that's kind of private and I want to keep that private. But a sexual experience can be many things, right? So the first time I gave a blowjob was very scary to me. I didn't know what to do. Luckily, I've never had braces, that's why I have like a little bit of crooked teeth going on. But yeah, I was just scared that, like, am I gonna hurt them? what if I'm just really bad at it, or like, what if I gag so much? Although I feel like, tell me if I'm wrong, but like, guys like gagging, right? Yeah, so that was very, not traumatizing, it was just very scary. And I feel like he was also really nervous, but then he was like really having fun, so yeah. But also another really like sexually awakening experience was when I spent the night at my best friend's house, and I don't know, we went from like giggling and laughing to suddenly she was on my lap and like straddling me, and we were making out, and that was like an awakening. I was always like attracted to them, but I thought, oh, well, I mean, you know, all women are beautiful, so like I can appreciate their beautiful, pretty attractiveness. No, that was when I realized I am I'm totally into girls too. So, yeah. That was also scary though too, because I really didn't know what I was like. I was just like, I'm just gonna start doing what I think I would like. So yeah, it was kind of scary though, because I was like, what if I'm still doing it wrong? But yeah, good question. Okay, so Cade asks, hi Cade, by the way, but tell us a story about Salem. Well, I did, so sweet. Okay, good. And I think I got them all finally. Oh, thank goodness. Okay, so thank you so much for all the questions. If you guys have any other questions, please message me. If you message me, I try to keep that private, so meaning I'll keep you anonymous, unless you say that it's okay for me to not. But yeah, so you know what I mean. But yeah, so I think that does it for today. I really appreciate you all. Also, quick segue. I cannot believe, I can't believe, the overwhelming generosity that is going on with my wish list. I expected nothing, honestly. I just thought, oh, well, this will be fun to just post or whatever. I didn't expect anything. And, oh my God, I'm going to cry. And I'm just really, really touched, you know? I mean, there's a lot of sexy things on there too, which is for you guys, but I'm just very, very, very touched. So thank you. Thank you for being so kind to me. So yeah. Okay. Oh, okay, get a grip. Anyway, I hope you all have a fantastic week ahead of you, or day, or night, whatever you're doing. Please, everyone, stay safe out there. I know that just in general, these are crazy, scary times. And I know that hardships are real. So just be good to yourselves. Also, I feel like I get messages of trying to explain, oh, I'm so sorry, I just can't continue to support you, financially, it's just, you know, not in the cards or whatever. And nobody, I think that was my tummy rumbling. nobody ever has to tell me why they can't stay a Patreon. I am just thankful that people feel, that you all feel, that I'm worthy enough to support. So I'm probably going to be starting my period soon, because I'm getting really emotional here. But I just thank you. Nobody has to give me an excuse. Nobody has to feel the need to say that, that they can't afford anything. Please, that's, I should be the very last thing on your list to think about. I love you all. I appreciate you all so much. And I just want you all to take care of yourself and to be happy. So with that, I will say goodbye. Salem says goodbye too. Also, the cat scratchers that are going to be coming to him, I don't know where I'm going to put them. Again, I wasn't expecting anything. So I was just like, oh, well, that's cute. I like this. He'd love this, et cetera, et cetera. But I'm unsure of where I'm going to put them. I will figure it out, though. I will throw old ones away, and he will probably thank me for that, because they are old and raggedy now. But yeah, so thank you all again. Bye.